And welcome to the Spotlight UK Artist Interview. This week it's the Chris Green Project, and I caught up with Vera earlier this week to find out more about the band.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started as a group?
Well, yes, actually it started with Chris. He's mainly a songwriter and a musician, and he was entering some of his songs into the UK Song Contest to see if they had any credibility or not. And he did really well and reached the semi-finals and finals each time he entered. And this was like with thousands of entries all over the world. So they said to us, they said, well, you really need to, take this a little bit further. So he had some press coverage locally, and Kirsty, who is local, saw that and wanted to work with him. It's really freaky. And she tried to contact him and couldn't, but in the end she did. And she came along and she said, I want to work with you, I'm a singer. And we really got on with her very well. So we just started to do some songs. And that was the beginning. And then it was like, well, okay, we've got the song contest, we've done that, that's done very well, thank you. And people were saying, well, why don't you do your music? So we decided to start recording. And obviously we had Kirsty, who's got a great voice. And our very first song was Which Side of the Bed that we did with her, and it's a country song. So that was the beginning, really. And from there on, we just sort of like grown and grown without directing it. It's just sort of happened each step of the way.
And how would you describe your style of music?
Well, I would say it's sort of like we do lots of different genres, but we're naturally veering towards country, because Chris writes country songs really well and Kirsty really does take to it. So it's just happened, it's just gone down that way. But we've all of us had country music in our lives, both listening and especially because of the stories. So we would say that probably we're a mix of modern country with a foot in the past. And our strength also is ballads, and we do some pop, but we have our own sort of country twist. It's not traditional, and it's, you know, it's nobody else, I would say, does it exactly like us. So hopefully we've got our own sound. We always say that he writes soundtracks of life. He's a big film composer fan. So he is into film music and the stories that go with that. So he sort of like has great vision. And he's done some songs about disasters, which sounds quite sad, but it's very, very moving. He did a song about 9/11, and we raised some money for the firefighters in America with that CD. And he's also done a song about Hurricane Katrina. And obviously it's the anniversary next week. So we've just put that song as a free download just to remind people. But it's gone down really well, even with the people in New Orleans. And we asked their permission if we could, you know, use them in the video. And they said yes, well, just a picture of them. And they said they were very moved that we felt for them all these miles away in the UK. So that was really good, and we're very proud of that, because it's quite a moving song. And not particularly saying it's about Hurricane Katrina, but anybody that listens, like you said, anybody that listens to the words will know where it's based. So I think he gets that quite well.
It must be really nice for you to make that kind of positive difference through your music and through the the words of the songs.
Well, I think it's true. I think everything in life affects us one way or another. And Chris has this amazing ability to put it into a song and touch people, which is really good. I mean, he even did a song about bullying, which was based around a true story of a friend of ours. And also we were watching the Dolly Parton song about an abusive father. And he's written this song called Daddy Don't Be a Bully. And we felt that it was something that happens, you know, behind closed doors. And it should be out there so that people know they're not alone. And it does, you know, it does affect lots of people, unfortunately. But it is a fact of life.
And that was the first part of the interview from Vera from the Chris Green Project that I recorded last week. The second part will be played on my show on Sunday afternoon between 12 and 1. I hope you can catch up with me then. And this is the second part of the Spotlight UK Artist interview. I caught up with Vera last week from the Chris Green Project.
I was reading on your website that you've released two albums and are working on your third. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit what they're like?
Well, the first album was really to test the water, and it was sort of like a mixture of both the songs and the style, and we were very pleased with that album. And the thing is, we record and produce it all ourselves, so it's very much cottage industry, all in-house. And Kirsty's been with us all the way. We did, on that album, we did have some other people that helped us and came in, but we didn't actually sort of like develop the Chris Green Project until that album. And it was like, this is who we are, you know. And it's really Chris, who's the songwriter. He plays guitar, drums and banjo, and Kirsty's our main singer, and she has done all the songs on the second album, and I do like the keyboard in the studio, and I run everything else. So I'm the Girl Friday as well.
That sounds brilliant. I bet that keeps you busy.
Absolutely.
Where can people get hold of your albums and stay in touch with news of tours?
Well, the website has got everything on it. We're on lots of sites like Facebook and MySpace and YouTube and everything like that. So if they go to chrisgreenproject.com, or just Google Chris Green Project, it will come up. And on our website, we've got all the links. We've got samples of the music. You can download from iTunes. We're on iTunes with the second album, which is called Beautiful World. And it's on Amazon MP3 for download, and also CD Baby and lots of others. But if they want a physical CD, then just contact us through the website. It's all on there.
And what are the band's ambitions for the future musically?
Well, when we finish this album, which we're hoping to finish, we're in the middle of it now, we're hoping to finish that by the end of this year. And then next year, we're really looking to go out and do lots of gigs and try and find the UK country scene and travel up and down the country, which sounds quite exciting. So that's what we're looking to do. And ideally, we'd like to end up and go to Nashville, maybe go to the CMA Fest. That is a target. That is a target that we'd really like to reach. We were invited to a concert last year in Mississippi to play in a concert. But unfortunately, Chris had recently had a heart operation, so he wasn't allowed to fly that far, which was a shame. But that would have been quite nice. So one day maybe.
And what inspires Chris to write the songs?
Chris writes lots of songs with stories behind them that lots of people are not really aware of. One of these is a little bit of Texas, which is a really good country song. And what he does, he sort of like looks at something and it starts off with a line or a few words. And a few years back, he was actually rushed to hospital and had to have major heart surgery. He's not that old, but he had to have this major heart surgery, and obviously he came through it. And then the following year, he had to have a heart valve replaced. And they gave him a card which said, this is this type of valve, and it's here, and it's made in by this company in Austin, Texas. So it's so funny. He said, he came up with the line. He said, I've got a little bit of Texas in my heart. And from then on, just from that inspiration, he actually did write a song called A Little Bit of Texas in My Heart. And no one would know that it is to do with a heart valve, because the words are so good that it can be to do with anything. And so he was really pleased, and he wanted to actually send this to the people who obviously made the heart valve, but they changed the ownership, so unfortunately he couldn't do that. That would have been a lovely end to that story.